There is a sefer called Likutei Torah from Rabbi Chernobyl. So he writes the idea of the pasuk in Habakkuk Hanavi that says "V'sadik ve'munato yichye," that the tzaddik lives based on his emuna, and is the emuna that gives him his ultimate blessing and life, etc. So everything has to do with emuna. So it says, what does it mean when it comes to the inyan of tefillah? It says, afilu tefillah has to do with emuna, as we mentioned before. He writes that when a person prays, he is indicating that he believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, otherwise who are you praying to? Wasting your time. So he not only does he believe in the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he believes in Hashkachat Hashem, as we mentioned also before, in the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved and my tefillah could be effective, and the fact that I therefore pray to him, kasher yitaka belibu ha'emuna azot, when you really plant this nekuda in your heart, so that you 100% believe and you trust that your tefillah is effective, at the time that you pray in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'itpale be'emuna shelema ma'achmat shema'amim be'emed la'amito, she'en yachol lavo, shum chiyut, there is nothing that could come to this world, rak me'ito yitbarach. Everything has to do only, as the pasuk says, ein od milvado, there is nothing, no power besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you indicate this nekuda, and this is being indicated, if you are sincerely praying your tefillot, so then you pray from the bottom of your heart. He says, then azay yireh lemalod retzone yitbarach ulitpalel levakesh mimenu yitbarach mikirud libo val yedezeh, through the fact that you pray from the bottom of your heart, umikasher miyached kol haolamot, and bezechut of this alone, that the fact that you are showing and indicating that you believe in the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let it happen. Sometimes he could say no, as any king could say no. He could listen to a request of one of the people in his country, but at the end of the day, he could say no. But the fact that you have emuna, that is an indication that you're through the fact that you're praying to him, and then it makes it happen that your tefillah should be nishmat. So he brings also from Sefer Amidot from the Rebbe Breslov. Rav Nachman Breslov, he brings as follows. Mi she'ein bo emuna, somebody that really totally doesn't believe, ein tefilato nishmat. He's wasting his time. If you don't believe in the power of tefillah, you don't believe in hashkacha, that is up to HaKadosh Baruch to let it happen, you believe there are other forces, whatever it is, says the ein tefilato nishmat bichlal anything. So then he brings from another sefer that is called the sefer called Semach David. I don't know who is the author, but he explains based on an essay of Sefer HaChinuch, one of the mitzvot that Sefer HaChinuch that he wrote commentary on Taryag mitzvot. So he explains as follows. He says a lot of people ask this question. We asked a similar question before, a couple of days before, the question is that if it's supposed to happen, because you are zakai, you have sufficient amount of zechuyot, you have sufficient amount of merit, if something is supposed to happen, so it's going to happen regardless. So if it's not supposed to happen, what your tefillah is going to do? As I mentioned also, I feel based on the words of Chatam Sofer, that he says that could be bichlal, tefillah should have been really in reality, tefillah for your personal request, should have been totally prohibited. What are you to jump in and to decide how God is supposed to run His word? So only because of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, ul'ovdo b'chol levavchem, ezu avod Hashem aleva, me'omer zu tefillah, based on this, it becomes a mitzvah that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hear our tefillot. So that was the Chatam Sofer. So comes this sefer called Tzemach David. So he explains that if you are zakayim lekach, if you have merit, it's going to happen anyway. If you are not zakai, so you're wasting your time, what are you praying for? So, he said like this. He says, according to this, I could explain to you very well why is it that it's necessary for a person to pray for a personal request about he has. He says, the tzarich le tefillah, da afilu im einu ra'uy, even if in reality it's not befitting and you are not Zakai and you don't have sufficient amount of merit for to get what you requesting for. You don't have it. Mikol makom bezechut hakavut shenotel haKadosh Baruch Hu sheomer shehu yachol umashkiach through the fact that you are indicating through your tefillah that you believe that is only power of Hashem and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all powerful and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is Mashkiach. So bezechut of this alone, he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheiten lo she'elato, Hashem will give you and grant you your request. ולכן, מצווה על האדם לשאול צרכיו, אפילו יש לו כל צורכו. ברוך השם, you see yourself to be self-sufficient. Even if there would be such a thing. He says, the fact is that you are dependent in totality to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and His will. So therefore, by you praying to Hashem, you are indicating that you have emuna, that He is Kol Yachol, and He is the Mashkiach, everything is up to Him. And he has all capabilities. He is the supreme power, and is kol yachol. Everything is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision. And bezechut of this emuna alone, that you're giving credit where it's due. Through that fact alone, you become meritful to get what you're requesting for. If it is, that's why we say. By the way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malekol Mishalo Libenu Letova. It's not sufficient that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should grant us what we request. Sometimes it could be our request is hazardous. Sometimes it could be a person says Osher Shamur Lebe'alav Le'ra'ato. Shlomo Melech says in Kohelet that is sometimes a person getting Ashirut is Le'ra'ato for his detriment, for his evil. He's going to lose much more than what he gains. So therefore, we saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Malekol Mishalo Libenu, if it's not good for me, what I'm requesting, make it good and then let it happen. Sometimes it's a person should request that if what I'm saying, it is not really the best, let it not happen. Sometimes a person makes himself miserable through the fact that he is requesting certain things that at the end is not worth it.